I have to say, I am not perfect in my devotion to God. Oh, I try. I say the words. My emotions are there. I do what I think I can to do God's will in my life. But I know sometimes I just don't feel devoted to the Lord. Sometimes I am discouraged. Sometimes a doubt or two may come in. But I have found this to be true, that when I am in these times of personal distress about my relationship with Jesus, somehow Jesus comes to me and helps me. Listen to what happened to the disciples during the time after Jesus' resurrection, before he was ascended. It's found in John, the 20th chapter, in the 19th verse. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus, and stood in the midst of them, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and said unto them, Receive you the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then he said to Thomas, Reach forth your finger, behold my hands. Reach here your hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they who have not seen, and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. You see, Jesus understands we're made of clay. Jesus understands us. There's grace. And he wants to bless us with faith. And his Spirit is so faithful to minister to us when we're down. Let's pray. Father, I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit, for Jesus, for the way that you minister to my soul. When I feel weak, when I feel doubts, when I wonder where is God in my life, oh, Father, you are so faithful to come and to help me, that believing in Jesus, I might have eternal life. Thank you, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.